Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Reverse Cowboy.
Welcome to Reverse Cowboy. I think this might be episode 17, something like that.
How long are we locked into this shit for? I don't remember signing anything.
I don't know.
We're just going to keep rocking. We should, though, for as long as people like it.
Yeah, Mr. All Right Fans has just turned up with some sort of Italian flu.
Yeah, I'm ill.
He's been in Italy drinking Peroni and eating pizza.
Drinking espresso martinis.
Why are you, Tory bastard?
Man. Yeah, I know. It started at the airport. I was without my missus, and she doesn't normally let me enjoy the high life in the airport.
Why? So it's stop wasting
normally
money.
We're with the kids, so yeah. You can't really be that guy. But yeah. I was like in full champagne and oysters mode, you know?
Right, well, why not? Hey, you're going
weekend. I had the best weekend in a long time. Blinded.
Right, did you eat any pasta?
Didn't eat a thing.
Nothing, that's why you're ill. You just got hammered.
I had a salmon tartare, which is fuck all.
Is that Italian?
Salmon avocado tartare. No, I don't know. Well, it sounds a lot different in Italian. It sounds a lot nicer in Italian, but I won't bore you.
Samani tartare.
As usual, yep. Like when I went to Barcelona, I brought back that disgusting variant.
Yeah.
And this time I brought back the Italian flu. Yeah, so stay away, man.
Fucking pizza variant. Good job we're quite, you know, we're about 2 metres apart. Something like that. That's the official amount, I think, isn't it?
I think so long as people. What about social distancing? How fucking stupid was that? You know, like you had people spinning around, showing off their radius.
It was a bit silly, wasn't it? The funniest thing was when you weren't allowed to stand up in restaurants.
It's just ridiculous. but the thing is, I do believe if it comes out again, the same rules will, you know, people will act like that again. Sheep. It was a dummy run.
Well, come on.
It was a fuck.
I get what you're saying, right?
Nothing in life happens without a fucking practice run first. Nothing good that is planned.
This podcast did.
Yeah, true. But it was, you've made me fucking forget what I was saying.
Sorry.
Arsehole.
I am one of them.
Reverse Cowboy.
People said we couldn't do this, but we're going to prove them wrong. This week, we're going to do a special.
They said it was stupid, didn't they?
They said it was stupid. They mocked us. This week, it's a Barry special. Think of all the Barrys you've ever known. Yeah?
Times it by 10. And this multiplied by 1. This Barry is done.
Now settle in. Buckle up, because it's going to be an adventure. Barry's.
Where'd you start?
Well, weirdly, my dad's called Barry, but he's Barry with an IE.
That's worse.
Yeah, no, it's...
In my opinion.
Yeah, probably. But it's not even his real name. That's even worse. His real name's even worse. Barry's his middle name. His real name's Norman.
Oh, wow.
Right? Norman Barry.
Isn't there a person, Norman Barry? Barry Norman.
Barry Norman, the film critic.
Yeah, that's one of my Barrys.
Yeah, but my dad was born a long time ago, but yeah, he's called Norman Barry, but he's never been known as Norman because my granddad was called Norman. So my granddad was... When I was born, my grandma was like, call him Norman! And they was like, it's a family name.
But so you could have been a Norman.
I wish I was, really. It'd be funny if I was called Norman, wouldn't it?
Suit it with that hat on. You look like a little fucking Charlton fan.
Charlton fan?
Yeah.
Your pedo character? I look like a fine fish of them.
Yeah, you look like a fish of them.
Yeah, I do.
You look like Barry Dimelo.
That was quick. That was quick. That was quick. Here he goes.
Come on.
Right.
Barry Dimelo from the Isle of Them.
The Isle of Them.
Suffering with themangitis.
Have you ever been to...
A bit of the Themapools. Even though...
You've prepped that.
Have I fuck prepped that?
Fucking hell, look at this lad go. He's a professional. So Barry George, oh sweet, we cruelly I named him as a local spazzer, but actually
accurately,
and a few people took offence to that.
I bet they fucking did.
However,
oh, get their names up.
However, tell you what, fuck off.
You've never met him.
Yeah,
and I mean, you can't say that. Well, I can't say that.
As two proud local spazzers here, we're going to call him spazzer.
Yeah, you fucking spazmanauts.
Yeah. So anyway,
complaining.
I've done some deep dive on Barry George. Right, I've got some mad facts about him, and I've got a bit of a hot
Barry
take.
Barry with a white. We're going to specify if he's a Barry with an IE.
There's no Barrys with IEs, so apart from my dad.
So we're catching Barrys. We've got Barry Norman and Norman Barry, who then changed his name to Barry with an IE.
Yeah, no, he didn't change that.
I'll be right in thinking he might have had a nipple ring at one point.
Yeah, he did.
So
yeah,
that's how we caught him.
Yeah, we did.
Barry catching. We caught him by the nipple ring.
Yeah, yeah. We got him chained up. Well, that's my dad.
Oh, we've burnt Barry.
My dad's got his nipple pierced. We'll talk about it another time.
We've burnt Barry Demelo. And who's the next Barry? Barry George.
Barry George. Yeah, we've got a deep dive on Barry George because I think we can prove he is a local spazzer.
Firstly, as we like to, can we just physically describe him?
Now, then.
I can't recognise him. It's a Fred West kind of, Peter Sutcliffe kind of look.
Thick hair.
Thick hair, square head.
Square head. He's got
white,
hair lip.
Obviously, very white, black beard. Yeah, you've got to describe
him. Yeah, he's very hirsute and he's got this thick dark hair. Yeah, he's a big guy now. When he was young, he was quite athletic because he was a roller skater. At school, he decided he was.
he was a roller skater.
Yeah, he was. At school, right? He decided he was Gary Glitter and he convinced, which is a bad person
can,
to.
I can see that style choice that he's made.
This is my theory, though. I reckon, cool. You know how Cliff wrote the song that was like preempting his murder of Jill in 20 years early?
Yeah, yeah.
So he brainwashed Barry from a young age.
Did he meet him?
I'm going to say yeah.
He did meet him.
Yeah, at school. So when Barry was at school, Cliff and Gary Glitter never got on. He decided he was Gary Glitter. He was Gary Glitter. Now, I reckon Cliff knew he'd need this guy at some point, so he started the brainwashing, visiting him at school, lunch breaks, and he's like, you are... Cliff was known to visit like special schools for young spazzers around his time, and he clearly took young Barry under his wing and started to tell him he was Glitter, because Glitter's probably like a rival in the nonce scene. Yeah. Anyway, so this is all factual. He stayed in character as Gary Glitter for quite a long time, and he actually appeared in court clad in glam rock clothing, untruthfully stated his name to be Paul Gadd when arrested because he was, Barry George, for pretending to be a policeman and arresting pretty women.
Oh, wow.
So like, you're arrested for being hot, which, that's probably problematic. And then, shortly after this, still calling himself Paul Gadd, which is Gary Glitter's real name, he walked into the offices of the West London Observer and announced he'd won the British Karate Championship by chopping through his 47 slate tiles. And he was wearing a beard, moustache, and with his hair cut in like Japanese style. And he had his full karate outfit on with a 2-foot trophy. And they put it in the paper that he'd won the British Karate Championship.
Yeah.
Turned out he made it all up.
Did all this, he got off in it, I don't know.
Through the brainwashing of Cliff Richard, he went mental. Then, he once was found hiding in the grounds of...
Brainwashing of Gary Glitter or Cliff Richard?
Cliff Richard brainwashed Barry George into thinking he was Gary Glitter and doing loads of mad shit.
Oh, wow.
Right, because he was getting up and getting ready for the future murder. He knew he'd need him. Barry George was once found hiding in the grounds of Kensington Palace, wearing a balaclava, carrying a knife, and a poem he'd written for Prince Charles.
Well, that's a plot twist at the end, wasn't it?
A poem. I wonder what I said. And there's no evidence. I've deep dived everywhere. Can't find it. If anyone can find this. He was trying to kill Diana to marry Prince Charles, I think. But then... The maddest thing he did, apart from kill Jill Dando, which he didn't do.
Yeah, that's got to be the maddest.
this is fucking hilarious. He changed his name to Steve Majors. He lied on his CV and convinced loads of people that he was a daredevil. Like, and convinced this guy who had loads of money to build this massive ramp, a roller skating ramp, Nottingham's Long Eaton Stadium. Basically, they sold thousands of tickets and he was going to jump over 5 double-decker buses on his roller skates. Right. And he was like, the guy who set it up, Alan Warriner, said, the lad had convinced me he could do it. He showed me photos, supposedly of him doing stunts. And honestly, I believed it was him. On the day the conditions were so bad, I begged him not to do the jump. I thought he'd die up there. but he insisted, saying he had the crowd to please. So when he finally got up on the ramp, he almost lost his nerve. And he leant forward and have you seen the video? I sent you the video.
Yeah, I've seen it. I didn't know he was that unqualified.
He flies down the ramp and he goes, you can tell when he's on it, he's actually decided, he's like, what the fuck am I doing? And he's like, So I'll play it now. So this is Barry George convincing loads of people that he's a stuntman when he's not, and thousands of people there. There's about 8 double-decker buses in a row. I can see it. I will post a video.
So you've no idea what it's going to be like, and you're just going to go out there on Saturday evening and have a go.
The chances are you're going to end up in the hospital.
It's a chance I'll take.
It's not the sound of a pro stuntman, is it?
It's not. I think he broke his coccyx and like one leg.
He had a good go.
Yeah, he did. But our Barry, yeah, fucking hell, what a nutcase. Then people started getting wary of him. And then, years later, he gets framed. So he was a perfect guy to be framed, really. Yeah. He also had a lot of iffy stuff where he'd been following women around and stuff like that. You know, that's why they framed him. But Cliff had set this all up, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, of course.
You know who else rollerblades?
Well, firstly, I've never put a pair of rollerblades on in my life. Fuck it.
I don't expect you've done that, no.
Well, yeah, do you?
I haven't. Only because I'm shit at balancing. I'd have rollerbladed here if I could.
That's how you get good at balancing. If you want to improve your balance, mate, get a pair of rollerblades.
I'm not built for it.
No, you know them people, like, sun comes out and people pretend they're in fucking Florida.
Yeah.
Go to the park and put cones down and do the backwards zigzag.
Like with cycling shorts on.
You know the backwards zigzag.
Yeah.
Good at it, and they look over their shoulder.
Do they think they're going to get some pussy by doing that?
They don't. It's a bit of a community, the rollerblading community.
Yeah, I've got mates I grew up with who were...
Well, it's not for me.
...into that aggressive rollerblading stuff where they like go sliding down a rail and that, but I could never do it.
And my cousin had some skates. He had a pair of them Bowers. Remember
the Bowers? With the little grind plates on them.
I don't know, they were kind of like chunky black.
Yeah, they used to grind like down a rail. Like,
so I used to have a go on them, but I was no good at it.
I've never put any on. I used to go to roller rinks when I was a little kid, to roller discos.
Have you seen that fucking clip going around the internet where it's like a cross between WWF wrestling, rollerblading, and Derby, like they're all spinning around.
Oh, well, they all twat each other?
Stop and body slam each other and then carry on with the race.
Do women do it in Canada, don't they?
No, I'll have to show you. I thought you might have seen it.
Guess who is a roller skating instructor? Cycling Mikey.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Why don't we go and have a lesson?
That's what I was about to suggest. Imagine me and you, a live podcast, cycling.
No, body cams, like he wears.
Yeah,
he
probably
have one on.
That's weird he does that as well, isn't it? He's an odd book. I had a go at him this week, because on Twitter, and I think he's blocked me. He pretends he's doing this vigilante reporting shit to stop people breaking the laws. And then someone said, you're the biggest fucking grass in the world. And he was like, you're the biggest law breaker in the world, wherever he's from.
Yeah.
And I was like, stop pretending that the law matters. It's not about the law to you. But the laws are often wrong. Like, it used to be illegal to be gay. You know, look at the laws of Nazi Germany. Laws aren't always right or due your respect. So really, it's just because ruining people's day makes him jizz in his cycling shorts. That's all it is.
It's like that, you know, that Charlie Veitch.
Oh, he's horrible.
He's a prick, isn't he?
Yeah, I'd love to knock him out, but he definitely beat me up.
Listen to this. I found his account on Twitter. He had like 5,000 followers or whatever. And I thought, oh, you dickhead. Like, I know exactly who this is. It's the Scottish guy from TikTok.
He works for Manchester, doesn't he? Pushing people over.
Yeah, he's a big geezer, and he bullies people. He films them until they go, what are you filming? And he goes, I can fucking film what I want, dickhead. What are you going to do about it?
And it's always
man?
Like poor, like homeless people.
Yeah, no,
he's a fucking
like,
cunt.
People in the street work, he wouldn't do it to anyone hard. Yeah. But he's just a fucking bully.
And he kicks them over.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, mate, this is that Scottish prick off TikTok, if anyone's interested. He said something back, and I was being all cocky. I was like, oh, shut up, Charlie. I said, if you carry on giving it, I'll delete it. Enjoy your moment. I'm making you famous here. And then he's replied back with his other account with, like, about 300,000. And I was like, oh, fuck. I just
actually, I've got 300,000 followers on here, and I'm going to fine you and kick you.
People who enjoy my audits. He's a fucking arsehole.
What are these
people? Pinhead cunts, these.
Wannabe cops.
Yeah.
Who'd want to be a cop? Cops are already fucking bastards. Who'd want to be one of them? Fuck off, Cycling Mikey. Yeah. Fuck off, Charlie Veitch.
Anyway, I'm wearing a body cam.
Yeah. But anyway, just to close things up on Barry George, I said in the last episode, I said he got some compo, and we were like, oh, he got about $5,000. He actually got fuck all, which is bang. I mean, I know he's a weirdo, but he was in jail for 8 years.
Nah, that's disgusting.
And they said, nah, you're not allowed anything because the case looked like you did it. So I was,
oh, wow.
Reverse cowboy.
I did a bit of research on the name Barry.
Yeah. Listen to this.
You learn something new every day. The name Barry, this is how it starts. The name Barry is both a boy's name and a girl's name. A boy's name and a girl.
Nah.
Barry. Is there a girl? Barry. What's your name? God, what's your name, Don? Barry.
What's your best name, Barry?
Fucking I mean, Barry, my bird. Barry.
Imagine having a little beautiful baby girl and going, aren't your mates like, what are you going to call her? Barry.
Barry, yeah. It's meaning spear.
Spear. Spear. I tell my dad that.
But he's changed it now to Barry with an I.
No, that was my nana did that.
The name Norman is a boy's name and a girl's name.
Means man of the north, though.
Meaning, with the army!
No, Norman's a good name. Yeah, it means man of the north. It's been badly...
Oh, is it?
I should be called Norman, really.
I'll call you Norman if you want.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll have it.
The anglicised form of Birak, or whatever that means, or short form of Finbar... was in the top 200 names in the USA for 50 years.
Wow.
Until the early 80s, when it rapidly fell out of favour. What happened?
What happened?
What happened in the
Barry 80s? George.
I'll tell you what happened in the 80s. Everyone started calling their kids things like Ace and Zach.
Yeah.
And fucking Chiron.
Striker.
Yeah, Striker, Hunter.
That's mad, though.
So, yeah, boy and a girl's name.
Do you know, there hasn't...
got any female listeners called Barry in Bulgaria, then hit us up.
There's been... only 121 Barrys born in the world since last year. So there's still a few. Barry with IE,
yeah,
like my dad, zero born since 2001. No Barrys with IEs.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I swear to God.
Really?
No Barry IEs.
Whoa.
That's mental. Since 2001.
Fuck.
They're a dying breed. My dad's 74 or something. You know, he's not got long.
It must be. I'm going to put it in Instagram now. It must be. Now I'm at 18,900 followers.
Oh, you and your pitiful. Yeah. I haven't got about four now.
I should genuinely have at least 200,000. Looking at some of the fucking drivel that's got, you know, it's got 100,000.
Well, I should have a million.
Have it. Yeah, you should have a million, yeah, but, you know, I'm being honest. I'm not saying too much. I'm just saying I should have a lot more than 18,950. Anyway.
You should. You're very good at what you do and you put a lot of work into it.
Right, well, anyway, I've got 17 Barrys who follow me. So I'm going to...
That's fucking mad.
17 Barrys.
That's a lot.
It's a fucking well lot.
Out of what? About 17K?
Out of 18.9.
So you got one in a thousand of your followers are called Barry.
Stat, isn't it?
Yeah. How many Stevens you got?
Stevens?
Yeah. I bet you've got loads of like Daves.
Oh, my phone's too slow. But
any of them Barry's girls that you've got?
I don't know. I doubt it. But yeah, 17 Barry. So I'm going to defend the name Barry. I'm not going to go too hard on it. And I think we have had the conversation about what is the worst name. Because I've always liked...
Barry's not that bad.
Yeah, well, I've always liked Gideon and Simeon. And Barry was nowhere near that conversation.
Gideon? That's a Jewish name, though, isn't it?
Oh, what a name. Fuck me. Imagine that.
Gideon.
Being like a weight around your neck being called Gideon.
Gideon. I knew a Gideon.
Some kind of lizard.
Do you know Barack Obama? When he grew up, he was known as Barry.
Was he?
Yeah.
Barry Obama.
Barry Obama.
As in Barry Law.
As in Barry a load of Afghani children into the drone strike.
As in Snug Barry Avoid.
I'm not playing this game because I'm tired.
Oh, I thought it was a while.
Sorry, you're quicker than me today. Another famous Barry. Barry EastEnders.
Well, character name.
Well, but he's just become that now, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody knows his real name. He's just like, I'm fucking Barry.
I know his real name, Sean Williamson.
Well, that's only because you're a super Barry fan.
No, it's because I'm autistic and I retain nutty information of people's surnames.
Are you autistic?
Like the 90s. Massively.
Can we go to the casino in a minute? Oh, no, we can't.
No, not the casino.
No. Well, we're going to Rain Man you.
You're going to have a race or something down the road.
All right,
I'm just trying to make you have a race with me for...
Because you know you'll win. Because
you know,
I'm on
it. It's about taking part. I just want to take
fuck
part.
Fuck off. Here. It's like going to a disabled kid and saying, like, do you want to race?
Oh, I'm not. Are you that disabled?
Yeah, I'm a bit.
Nah, you fuck. You're not. You are a slow mover.
Yeah, I'm a turtle. Aren't we? Yeah, you're also a little fucking Italian whippet. My mum's 70 this year. I'm taking her to watch Barry from EastEnders. Well, no, I'm taking her to a festival because her favourite thing to do is go to, like, she's got come Glastonbury and stuff.
Yeah.
She was younger. She's old now. So me and my brother are taking her to a festival for a weekend, like a small one. And we've got a, like, VIP tent and that. So she'd get, like, a nice bed and everything. One of the people on at the festival, not the stars, is Barry Oakey. And it's Barry doing karaoke. Yeah, you can get up with Barry.
Oh,
I'm fucking getting up. Yeah, Barry Oakey. He's doing a tour of it.
Duets with you.
Yeah, he's doing a tour of it. We should go to the London date.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, let's go. Yeah,
I'm going to go to the full tour.
I'll fucking go. Yeah, I'll go.
Reverse cowboy.
But Barry White.
Barry Black.
That's coming. Do you remember? Do you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Never seen it.
Oh, you'd love it actually. Mm. But there's a bit.
I don't know. Do you know what it is with American comedies? I don't know when to laugh, bro. Like Frasier, any of it, any of it.
Try
it. Golden Girls.
I mean, they're some bad choices.
When I was a kid, I used to like one of them Golden Girls.
Which one, Blanche? The slaggy one. I do too. I'd be like,
what is that about?
I'd be like, I'd smash you, Nana.
How golden was she?
I would fucking smash you, Nana.
When we were young, how?
I was about seven.
Yeah, but how golden was she? She couldn't be that golden.
She's probably in her 50s, 60s. But she was kinky.
She was pretty.
I mean, she was kinky.
She had a neat little updo as well, didn't she?
Yeah, and she was always going like, I love cock.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that bit.
No, she was. She was always, like, flirty.
Oh, she's a slutty one.
Remember that bloke? One of them was a bloke, wasn't
it? I tell you what I never found sexy. It was, like, cast as a sexy character. This is quite an interesting topic. Remember Birds of a Feather? Remember Doreen?
Oh, yeah.
Was that meant to be sexy?
She's meant to be a slag, wasn't she?
I tell you who it was, though. The bird of Hello, Hello.
Whoa! Yeah, I never watched Hello, Hello.
Wow. Annalise, remember her off Neighbours?
Fucking, yeah. I'd give her a good cuddle. Like, give her such a bloody good cuddling.
Super creepy, isn't it?
Yeah. If she said, all right, fans, get my tits out if you want. And you'd be like, all right, mate, I will. if you're going to like it, yeah.
Let me know when to let go.
Is that, am I doing it? Should I do it to the other one? Is that right?
Are you still comfortable with this?
Yeah, yeah. Am I still within the barriers of consent?
Is this ongoing consent?
We should not laugh at the consent problems. Anyway.
No, we should.
You know, Barry White, he used to smoke 150 cigs a day.
Yeah.
That's one every 7 minutes.
That's nuts.
And then, the other 6 minutes, he must have been shagging.
Did he die off?
Being a fat cunt.
Should we have a look?
Yeah. But he was only like 58 when he died, and he had 9 kids, so he must have got some shagging done.
Smoking, you're going to pull a few birds, mate.
Yeah, they love it, don't
love
they?
It, man.
Yeah, like, yeah, you Tom Cruise in fucking...
You know that.
Take my breath away.
How did Barry White die? Look, my phone's not playing today, so it's a mystery. But I'm going to say lung cancer, 150 a day.
It wasn't lung cancer. It was just being like fat cuntism, I think.
COVID.
Probably.
You had any jabs recently?
I haven't, no. I have not. I promise not one for ages. 58 when he died, and he died of... Whilst touring with Earth, Wind & Fire... He was forced to cancel due to exhaustion, high blood pressure. You can have high blood pressure when you're that fat and you're smoking 156 a day. Couldn't stand up.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you'd be like, maybe I should stop smoking 156 a day and eating like a fucking shed load of food every day.
Was he the walrus of love?
Is that a song?
No, that's how they used to call him.
Somehow he was, how was he shagging so many people when he was that big?
Walrus of love.
I don't know that phrase.
Yeah, put it in. Barry White. Cardiac
arrest, heart attack. You know, your heart can only take so much.
So many fags. And you bear in mind, he's got sleep as well. So turn that into one every 4 minutes.
Yeah, what a nutcase. Walrus of love, Barry White.
How long does it take to smoke a fag? About three or 4 minutes. It's literally chain smoking from the minute you got up.
And I used to chain smoking. I was smoking 40 a day. And I was, you know, because I've got problems. I've got addictive personality. So when I used to chain smoke, I used to smoke rollies because I was a skint little scrubber. Yeah. And I used to roll them ready for when, I'd roll them before I went to bed, side of the bed, and I'd wake up in the night to have one. And I'd have one when I woke up. That's fucking disgusting as well, isn't it? Never going to get a kiss off a girl again after this podcast. I don't want one anyway, Dua Lipa. Anyway. That's bad. Imagine the size of his balls. Yeah, he is the walrus of love. I didn't know that. He had an album called that.
Yeah, well, not a bad name, is it?
I'll tell you what's a beautiful Barry White song, this one.
We got it together, didn't we?
It's good.
When it kicks in.
We definitely got our thing together. I put my walrus cock up here. Isn't that nice?
Big intro. Come on. Must have been having a fag by now. Oh, look. When this comes on at a wedding, it's fucking banging. Come on, you'll know it. Get on with it, Barry, you fat cunt.
Do you know what I mean? No wonder you fucking died.
This. Hang on. There we go.
Perfectly worth it. Fuck me.
Tune this.
Sorry, Tim.
Here we go.
Oh yeah, no, isn't it?
Fucking ace.
That's the baseline, people. How on earth do we only ever hear this bit?
Because the first bit's wank.
Yeah, but like, how do we only hear this bit?
Because
how do people tee it up?
If you're DJing, you'll just skip that bit and just play from here.
Right.
You're my first MLS.
Yeah, good
job. Beautiful tune. Mm. Great voice for a fat walrus.
Yeah, tastes like a walrus. That's another Barry.
Rest in peace, Barry.
Oh, that's a big old Barry there, boy.
Barry, big Barry Black.
Run the sponsor.
This episode of Reverse Cowgirl is brought to you by Bosch Lager. Buy some my lager and get drunk. Bosch.
Thanks for that, Tom. Thanks. Hope you win your fight on the weekend. We're going to come.
Reverse Cowboy, Tom.
Reverse Cowboy.
Know what you are sponsoring.
Reverse Cowboy.
Have you ever been to Barry Island off Wales?
You'd have to pay me a lot of money to go there.
Me too. I've heard of it, but
it sounds grim.
Isn't it where Gavin and Stacey set?
Yeah.
I never watched that, did you?
I did, and I liked it at the time, and I'm ashamed of it. I'll tell you why, because it's got some good actors in it.
Well, it's just, you got to be ashamed of it just because of Corden, haven't you? But
yeah, but I bought into him. I thought he was funny, Smithy.
Maybe he was then. Maybe, I don't know. I've never seen it, so I'm not going to judge you anyway.
Yeah, no, you should judge me on that. If someone's not learnt the error of their ways and they haven't repented for their sins and they still are a James Corden fan.
Oh, yeah, but you're not.
Really left. No.
He's a disgusting fucking man made out of margarine.
Horrid fucker.
But guess what? Barry Island, the only reason I would ever go there is to pay tribute to one of my heroes.
No, to pay tribute to Gavin and Stacey. There is people who go there.
Location hunting.
Do that, yeah.
Photo outside the house or whatever.
Of course.
Fucking people are just scum, aren't they? People are scum. Fred West, going back to him, which we always do, is ashes are spread on Barry Island because it was his favourite place. He went on holiday there every year.
Oh, fuck me. Shouldn't he have any ashes, should he? Who went and scattered them? Do you know what I mean? What a shit job.
His daughter, who he raped loads of times. Like, why did she do that?
Is it her?
Yeah, she scattered them.
No, not her, but like...
You've got to do something with the ashes.
No, leave them.
Just throw them in the bin.
Leave them, say, fuck off, I don't want them, you know.
Yeah, lob them in the bin.
Yeah.
I'd have them.
You know, but you shouldn't have...
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Your mate, not mine.
He is my mate, yeah.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
Right.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Like, we've got a big Barry that we've not discussed. I've got some fucking
bum sniffer.
You know, I've got some. You get upset about it, but I've got some high flying friends in the show business.
I know you have. I've got loads. Yeah. I haven't got any apart from Dennis Wise.
Yeah, right. Bertram. Well, I've had some insider information on. This is a big Barry. I'm going to give you one word. Barry Chuckle, that's two words.
Oh, Barry Chuckle, man.
Rest in peace.
The scrawny one?
Yeah, the little ratty one. Right? Dead.
Rest in peace. I've actually heard some inside info. I've heard Paul's really cut up about that and fucking lonely. So we could tread easy here.
Nah.
I could be listening.
Telling you right now, Barry was brutally murdered by Paul. You know that, you know, to me, to you.
It was eventually always going to go wrong, that, wasn't it?
No, that was all about power, right? If you look back at the series, any season of Chucklevision, yeah. Right?
Barry
is always saying, to me, and Paul just had to go, to you, he's giving him the power every time, right?
Yeah, imagine doing that for years, psychologically.
For years, it's fucking grinding
down. Confidence.
Barry just looking at him and going, Timmy! Mm. And he'd go, to you. And he'd do it again and again and again. Paul's a lot younger than Barry. There's rumours that Barry was... Yeah, there's rumours that Barry was actually Paul's dad. And we don't know what was going on in the Chuckle household. Like, there was never a dad around. So
what was the age difference?
I think it was a good 18 years.
Was it dad yeah, worthy?
I think he could have shagged the mum. And Paul was in...
You know they're from Rotherham. So it could be like even...
Beautiful place.
Years. Could be 12 years.
Yeah, but... Anyway, but he knew his place, Paul. He was always... Barry's looking at him, Timmy.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, Timmy. And it riled him, you know.
You actually looked a bit like him when you did that.
You know, I'm an actor, aren't I? I was in Johnny English 3. Anyway, one night, he just snapped. You know, they have bunk beds, right? And Barry's always on top bunk, obviously. Mm. You know, he's top dog. And Paul's lying on the bottom. I've heard this fact, right? He's lying on the bottom bunk as Barry slept soundly above. Paul's just like getting more and more angry about it, and he's just like, no slacking, no slacking. Tiptoes up there, grabs Barry around the throat, and Barry's awake. Everybody's like, fucking. Barry's startled, and he looks in Paul's eyes, and Paul's like, say to you, give me the power like that. And
this is fan fiction you've written.
No, this is true. And Barry was like, Timmy, you know, and because he wouldn't give the power up. Yeah. Paul was like, fucking give me the power, and he's like, Timmy. Like that, and narrowly struck, and he snapped his little scrawny neck, dead. Paul's like, it was never to you, Barry, it was always to fucking me. And then I reckon he threw Barry's little withered corpse onto the bottom bunk, and he got on top bunk, and that was it, and you know, been there ever since.
Hold on, which one died?
The little scrawny one, yeah. His dad.
Shout out to Chuckle, yeah, it was a power struggle, you're right.
Do you know there was two other Chuckle brothers?
I did know that.
One of them was a massive pervert, and he's dead. So Barry Chuckle was murdered by Paul.
By Rizwan Chuckle. Paul Chuckle, Barry Chuckle, Rizwan Chuckle, and Femi Chuckle. That is true. Right.
Yeah, no.
Because they had two adopted brothers.
Yeah, from...
from different countries.
Yeah, different places. Did you ever hear that story? Did you ever hear that story? This is true. Paul Chuckle does like a DJ, doesn't he, at like festivals, like sort of baroque style, jokey stuff. Anyway, he was on the ferry on the way back from the Isle of Wight because he'd been doing like festival there or something, DJing, and someone overheard him. I saw this on Twitter. He was on the phone to his mate and he's like, I smashed so much fanny this weekend, it's untrue. And he's supposedly a shagger. Whoa. But I can't imagine him getting away with shagging. Who's going to shag Paul Chuckle?
Is he the non-scrawny one?
Yeah, the scrawny one's dead. He was murdered by his brother.
And now the other one's on a shagging spree.
Yeah. Like, he took the power of the to me.
Yeah, there's plenty of old women who shag him.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably not very picky. Probably take anything.
I'd imagine, you know, he could be an animal. These, like, 80s style Butlins entertainment. Mm-hmm. You know, like Jim Davidson kind of.
But racist paedophiles.
He'll be on some fucking Butlins. Pontins tour, comedy tour, Jimmy Tarbuck and whatnot. I live in a, I could write a dark comedy about one of those kind of faded. That could be good.
Yeah, right.
That could be good. Yeah, I probably won't ever get around to it, but it could be good.
One of them things that we say we'll do and never do.
Reverse Cowboy.
We're now going to play Snog, Barry, Avoid. So I'm going to say three names and you've got a Snog one, Avoid one and Barry one.
What does Barry one mean?
I don't know.
Right. So ready? Yeah.
Barry Sheen.
All right.
Barry Maguire. And Barrel Jackson.
Barrel Shipman.
Barrel Shipman? Barreled. Barrel Shipman.
I'll Barry Barrel Shipman. Mm. I'll Snog Barrel Jackson. And I will...
Avoid Barry Sheen. Like the fucking plague.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah. To bring this podcast full circle, he would have been an idol. He would have been some kind of poster boy for old Barry George, Barry Sheen. He was the main man. There was a big...
What did he do again?
He was a stuntman, wasn't he? From a stuntman family.
Oh, was he? Imagine being born into a stuntman family, you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Tommy Fury syndrome. Tommy Fury doesn't want to be a boxer, does he? He just wants to go on Love Island.
Mate, that belt. Have you seen the belt?
Yeah, it's like the Intercontinental Championship belt you could buy from Argos when we were kids.
Yeah, so fair enough, if he's given to you, win the belt, hold it up, hold it up when you win it.
For 15 seconds.
Then you'd think your dad and brother would say...
What is it, the influencer belt?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
They made it up, haven't they?
Well, yeah, it's like the Riyadi, but it's got WBC written on it. So basically, someone at the World Boxing Commission has had one almighty fucking backhander from some Arabic... Dude.
Well, this stupid fight the other night made more money than the last Tyson Fury fight.
Crazy.
That's insane.
Fuck me.
That's how stupid it is.
He's a genius, Jake Paul.
Very good at making money.
There's a bad, a great big weather for one of the besties.
Of got a non-Barry story, if I can go off-piste for a minute. I was walking to the pub Thursday night to watch Man United, Barcelona, which was
fucking
great.
Ten Hag's good, isn't he? Oh,
he's the man. The egg is always boiling, mate.
Fucking love him.
The egg is always boiling.
We're back.
United are fully back now. Trovihunters!
The bald eagle.
The bag!
The bald eagle.
Three to go! United are hungry and United are hunting.
Do you reckon we'll get with title contenders?
Title chasers!
Disclaimer. This was recorded before our 7-0 bumming from Liverpool. Dear Lord, what a sad little life, Scousers. You ruined our night completely so you could have the 3 points, and I hope now you take some lessons in grace and decorum. Because you have all the grace of a reversing dump truck without any tires on. So Liverpool, take your 3 points and get the hell off my property.
Tomato crisis.
Oh, anyway, sorry. So I was on the way to the pub.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
I bought some tomatoes earlier. There was one packet of tomatoes in. I didn't need
18
them.
18 quid.
I didn't need them. I didn't look.
What,
I
should buy? There's a crisis on. People can't, when you're to buy them, don't need them. Bin them.
No, I swear to God.
Fuck off.
Well, I swear, I bought them. I don't need them. They were the last.
Why?
Because they were the fucking last ones, and I know there's a crisis.
Are you going to eat them?
They might go up in value.
And put them on eBay?
No, I will use them, but right, I didn't need them. I didn't go there for tomatoes.
Right,
when
okay.
I saw there was tomatoes there, I was like, oh, I'll have them, because I know I won't be able to get them. Cunt thing to do.
You should have brought a load back from Italy and sold them.
I should have.
The black market.
I should have.
Driving round in like a Prius selling tomatoes at night.
Yeah, just a disclaimer.
Three for 100.
Disclaimer, I haven't got Prius. I'm anti-Prius or not.
The better if you're... A Prius is good if you're a drug dealer or a taxi driver because it's cheap to run, isn't it?
I don't know if it's good if you're a drug dealer because it's all tracked, isn't it? A Prius, it's all... You're on the bloody...
Wouldn't know anything about it because I don't do drugs because they're bad.
Fuck drugs it. Are for slugs.
Say maybe to drugs.
Drugs are for pugs.
Guess who rang me up last night?
Oh, I love this guy. Oh, no. Was it... No, don't. Go on. Who was it?
All right.
Wow, what'd he say?
Uncle Wayne is back.
Is he?
Yeah, right. So, well, should we give him a quick ring now from the podcast? Say hello.
Yeah, go on. But before we ring him, I need to like, give me a bit of background.
So, I haven't spoken to him for, like, months. Mm-hmm. And I'll read you the messages.
What's up, Sam?
It goes,
hey, bro.
Hang on.
Can I have a guess?
Yeah.
Is it a voice note?
First message is a text.
Yo, bro.
Mate. He goes, how we doing? And then he texts me this. I can't remember what this is, but let's have a listen.
Right, so I've had a mad idea, yeah. But I've been playing around with it, and it's going to be fucking huge, bro. Huge.
It's going to be fucking huge, bro.
But I need to record something. I'll give you a clue.
He's asked me to make him, to produce his summer single.
Have you? Really?
Yeah, I've got to ring him about it today. I said I'll give him a ring.
Can I be in the video?
And
no, you know what we need to do? Please, let's just get Wayne to agree that I want to be in the video as pedo guy.
All right, we'll do that.
So what, is it another dance track?
I can't give too much away because it's going to be a summer number one. So should we ring him quickly and just say hi and get him to say hello to the podcast?
No, I feel bad now because it's just you and his little bromance.
No,
why don't he fucking WhatsApp me?
Because you're not a music producer.
Oh, true, yeah.
Yeah. You can come though, let's do it.
Yeah, I want to, man. I feel well left out.
Hang on, let me send you a message. Wayne, I'm going to give you a ring in a little bit to discuss that secret thing we were talking about. But just doing the podcast now, our podcast fans love you. Will you just send us a little message saying...
all right.
Saying, all right. And I'll give you a ring in a couple of hours. Love you, Uncle Wayne. Maybe he'll do that, maybe he won't. He's just using me for my recording things.
Well, you did follow him to a restaurant and take photos of his car.
Yeah. He came after me, actually. That sounded erotic. He arrived at the restaurant. I don't think you can call it a restaurant anyway.
Was it a Harvester?
It was Azizi. He took Miss Argentina or whoever it was to Azizi.
I must say, I saw one of his photos the other day. I don't know what fucking miss she was, but she was worthy of her title.
He's a professional. You know your guy, Andrew Tate?
Mm.
I've seen he's in, you know, he's in...
Seen his hair now.
Yeah.
Where he can't shave it.
Yeah. We heard about, he tweeted yesterday saying he was awoken by an icy chill and identified a ghost in his prison cell. He said the ghost was terrified, begged him not to annihilate him, and he sent him back to hell with a message for the demons. He is always ready.
I saw this.
All this tells me is that he's got a phone up his ass. Yeah. He's got a phone up his ass.
You know what I mean? You start banging out tweets to millions of people. Surely they're
going to go and look, inspect his arsehole.
Yeah. No.
But
yeah.
He's called Andrew anyway. He's not called Barry. So fuck off, Andrew Tate.
Reverse Cowboy.
back to the mic. We had a piss. We've got a little special message in from a very special guest, a friend of the pod and a good friend of ours, Mr. Uncle Wayne Lineker. Let's have a listen.
Reverse cowboy, what's happening? Wayne here. Listen, we're nearly into the summer. Let's fucking go, baby. Let's fucking go. Go, go, go. Ibiza.
Right, so that was it. That was...
What's he trying to say there?
Well, I mean, at one point, I thought we were getting invited. We're nearly into the summer. Reverse cowboy, get out of here.
We are invited. Especially if I do this song with him, we're guaranteed like a cabana at Ocean Beach this summer.
Oh, what is a cabana for a start?
It's like, well, you got a bed with like a cover and like a nice bit and bottle service. All
but
me too, old blokes in the corner.
Oh, yeah, I love some of that.
Yeah, I don't think I want to go, but
I'll go.
Especially, yeah, I don't think it's a good place for me to go as an alcoholic.
Yeah, true. No, but you know what?
Can eat some mushrooms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it'd be a great place to trip.
Exactly. Look at it from a different angle.
I'll go inside TikTok.
Oh,
I'll be in it.
Yeah,
I'll live in TikTok.
Manifesting.
I'll become an influencer. Oh, this sounds horrible. Actually, it sounds like a really bad film.
Reverse cowboy.
I've thought of a new way to win Love Island.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So you go in, all the birds are there, you meet them first time, walk in with been working out a bit, like looking good, got a spray tan, and you go like, you guys drink alcohol? To like all the other lads.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, yeah, I love it. Like, love a fucking drink, innit? Love a mojito, whatever.
Yeah.
And you go, no, I don't, I'm all about health, living a long time, maintaining this physique. But if I was... I could drink all you fucking cunts under the table and I'll prove it. And then I'd look at all the birds, get down on my knees, drink the swimming pool, right? And I'd sit there for like 2 days just drinking, galloping up the water.
Well, but if you're sitting in it, you're just going to be pissing it back out.
I'd be on the edge, like my pissing down the little drainy bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm 24 hours a day drinking, looking at all the birds, and then like 5 minutes.
While the show goes on around you.
Yeah, yeah. Just like 5 minute naps every 3 hours.
Through all the couples, black and white in their beds.
End of the first week, there'd be no water in the pool. You know how girls bleach their arseholes? Mm. I'd have a bleach bell end from all the bleach.
Yeah.
Perfect, spotless bleach bell end.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I've fucking drunk a pool.
Yeah.
Who wants to marry me?
Imagine if you, like, now I know what a bleached arsehole is. I never knew what it was. I thought it was something to do with hair.
I think it is the ring.
Right, now I know it's about unbrowning a discoloured arsehole, which is disgusting. I'll tell you what it is.
I like a brown one.
Of a browned bell end.
As you get older, has your dick done a different colour?
No.
Your dicks go a bit darker as you get older, supposedly.
Do they?
Yeah. Do you remember like seeing your dad's dick when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit darker than
I was amazed like how big it was.
Yeah, I was when I first saw your dad's dick. It was fucking gorgeous.
Thinking back, you know, like you've got a better memory than me. Can you remember can you actually remember your first blowjob?
No.
Oh.
I remember my first hand job from a girl. Not from a, I mean, not from a boy, but from a, not from me.
You're having a shock out of that.
This is
that thing.
This is good content.
Yeah, you know when Catholics go into the church and they
they confess.
At the end of it, I'm going to give him a load of, what are they called?
Hail Marys to do.
I should know this because I'm Italian, but.
Yeah, because he's not Italian.
He's going to have to do a load of lions and press-ups at the end. We're not talking about the kind of nefarious lions that he's been sticking up his rectum the last 40-odd years.
I do keep saying the wrong thing, but that's just... I'll leave it in the podcast because I'm a fucking honest guy and I don't care. But what I was trying to say was the first hand job that someone else gave me that wasn't a priest... Okay. A priest on me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a girl. Shout out if you're listening.
I asked for her permission to use her name, but she said her fiancé won't like it. There goes my wedding invite.
Still in touch with her, actually. She follows me on Instagram.
I'll use this bit for the advert on my Instagram.
Right, do it. Lovely, lovely girl. Went to watch Anaconda at the cinema.
I got your dick touched.
Right, she got my dick out. And I think I was too young still to jizz properly. Because I was like 13 or something. She got it out and was like, what are you doing? Because girls are more grown up at that age, aren't they?
Oh, listen to
I was a bit like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know what I did.
No, listen to what I did when I was about 14. So after the story, I found myself in a situation with a prolific slag. and I knew she wanted me to fuck her. This was on like Blackheath Common. Oh my God, my mum listens to this.
I can't believe your mum listens to this.
Fuck it, whatever. She's whatever. And I was too frigid. I didn't want to fuck.
You weren't ready.
I didn't have enough pubes. You know what I mean? I was like shitting myself.
My dick's not done growing.
Listen to this. This is terrible. Like, such a pussy move. As she, like, climbed on top of me, like, I pretended like she kneed me in the bollocks and I went like, oh! No.
You have to wait till next week.
Crossed my eyes like fucking Peter Simon on Double Dare. Made a mad noise, no. And then I was like, oh, no, I can't. My balls are hurting. And she was like, lick me out then. So I licked her out, dying inside. Like, Monday, the whole school knew that I licked her out on Blackheath, yeah. It was a bit, yeah.
One of my mates did the funniest thing. He listens to this, so I won't say his name. But he fancied this girl for ages and ages. Was always like hitting on her when he saw her, and she was flirty back, but like, you know, like, nah, or whatever. Yeah. Or she had a boyfriend or whatever. And then eventually one day they get it on, and he was just like, I can't believe it. Finally, she's letting me, you know what I mean? Yeah. And he gets there and he's in the bedroom, puts a condom on, and he instantly went, but this genius what he did. Thought on his feet, right? Because he didn't want to be embarrassed that he'd done that. Whips the condom off, like, puts it in his back pocket and goes, listen, I'm so sorry, but I've not got over my ex-girlfriend. I can't do this yet. I don't want to mess you around. I can't do this yet. Can we try again next week? And he'd already jizzed.
No, yeah, I've done that. Back in my day when I used to have a premature ejaculation problem.
Well, yeah, every kid had that back then, I think.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, this podcast has gone gradually downhill. Started off with us accusing Cliff Richard of brainwashing Barry George, and now we're just talking about how shit we are at sex. Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for listening.
I'm not shit at sex. I'm fucking red hot.
I mean, anyone who says that isn't.
Well, but I am. No, so I'm the first one. It could be a world record. First man to be honest.
You are Barry George about to jump over some buses. Exactly, that's who you are right now.
No, but I'm telling you, I am very, very good.
Yeah, who are you telling? Your mum? That's the only person listening.
Sorry about that, mum.
I don't know, because I don't have sex, because it's disgusting.
Over the years, I've spent over £1 billion on drugs.
Barry Gibb, Bee Gees, fucking hell. What a man.
One of the main Barrys. Is he the last surviving Beach?
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen the Bee Gees documentary?
Beach.
The Beach. Manchester's best band.
The Beach.
The Beach, yeah.
As
Manchester.
As in the fucking... The Bee Gees.
No, but yeah, Barry Gibb. Have you seen the Bee Gees documentary?
No. Nah.
How to Mend a Broken Heart. It's beautiful, man. You should watch it.
Really?
It's on Amazon, and it's really sad. He's like, yeah, you know, he's.
I ain't got time for that shit.
You'll love it. They wrote so many great songs.
Songs.
No, but like, he's lost all his family.
Yeah, so it's just a documentary about him losing all his.
No, it's about their history and the shit they went through is insane. It's really good, worth it. And great band, fantastic band. Barry as well, he's one of the top 10, you know, lion men who look like lions.
Yeah, yeah.
There's him, you know, there's like Noel Edmonds. Yeah. There's a few of them, they all look like lions. He's the top one, he's top dog. He's a lion king.
No, you're forgetting one. You're forgetting
there's
one.
There's a few, man.
Richard Branson.
Yeah, Richard Branson's full lion.
They all look like lions.
Yeah.
And they all look a bit like that. Remember the big dog off the Never Ending Story?
Falco.
David Gold. The West Ham.
Yeah, he's got it. He's got the people who look like lions. Barbara Streisand's a lion woman. There's only a few lion women.
I know a girl who looks like a lion.
Really?
She looks like Nala off The Lion King.
Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah.
He's like an exotic.
Yeah.
He's like a lion that
imagine
was captured and brought up.
Imagine
he was born in Florida.
Now imagine a play
involving
all these people and they play a pride of lions on the West End stage.
I would go and
watch
that.
I'd watch that. If the story was good enough.
Yeah. Michael Bolton.
Ooh.
Sort of.
Yeah, not in the same league as them.
No. Barbara Streisand, definitely. She really looks like a lion.
For a man with such long hair, Michael Bolton certainly did have very thin hair, didn't he?
Very thin and long. A bit
like it was thicker than that at the bottom, but like he...
A bit like Jack's the other day.
Jack? Oh, yeah.
He had like a lovely mane, but yeah, it was a different kind.
True.
Men that look like lions, hang on. There must be more. We're forgetting someone. Edmonds is incredible. He is part lion.
Yeah.
Do you know what right? Noel Edmonds reckons.
A liger is.
Lion when it has fucked a tiger.
Yeah, cross between. Imagine this, if you don't know, it's a liger is a a tiger bred with a lion, and they are fucking huge, about 12 metres long.
They look like a local spazzer of the lion community, though, don't they?
Strong and slow, but
they look like really...
They're huge.
They look weird.
Yeah. Which two animals would you breed to make, you know, like imagine an ape and a fucking wolf.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That'd be amazing.
Well,
it'd be a werewolf, technically. It'd be a werewolf. It'd stand like a werewolf.
Yeah. Well, that would be dangerous, really. I'd like, if we could shrink animals, I'd like a little pocket elephant.
Oh, yeah. It'd be lovely, wouldn't it? A whole pocket safari.
Yeah.
So imagine on this table, tiny little, even smaller like that.
Yeah, just a tiny little one that's running around
yeah,
going,
as big as a pea, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, knocking, oh, don't stand on him.
Knocking into my book, and just nudging it, moving it.
Yeah.
Relatively, that'd be amazing, mate.
I know, yeah, but you'd end up sitting on it on the sofa, wouldn't you? And you'd feel so bad.
Ah, it'd be sad, wouldn't it? Now, imagine this. Imagine you had a pocket safari. You were given this pocket safari.
I would do anything for that.
Some science fiction, PG science fiction film, Jumanji shit.
Mm.
You've got this pocket safari, and you put it on this table, and they live at your house.
Mm.
It's like the safari grounds, you know what I mean? The whole grounds.
Do you have like rich people, on like no, pocket rich people hunters. On jeeps?
No, they'd be little hunters.
Ah, and you can you flick them away?
If you catch them, yeah.
So you've got to keep watch 24 hours a day.
Trying to get your elephant.
Yeah, that's a
that's a good film.
With like augmented reality, you should be able to do that soon. You know what I mean?
Probably a filter to do that on TikTok.
Probably. Well, no, because I'm not a paedophile.
Chinese super weapon.
If you're on TikTok and you post things other than laughing at stuff, then you are a paedophile.
Yeah, you're an absolute cunt.
If you're over 30.
You're an absolute cunt. And if your kids are on TikTok, then you're failing as a parent. Trust me. In fact, if your kids are on social media, I know it's avoidable. I know it's unavoidable. But if you're too keen to chuck the phone at them and just let them like run riot on TikTok, then no, come on.
Kids are annoying though, aren't they?
You know you're failing. You know you're being lazy.
You'd be like, oh, I want to watch Love Island. Go and get announced on TikTok. But we're the last generation, remember, before the internet, aren't we?
Well, that's it. That's why we're the ones qualified. There'll be kids growing up now who've never known.
But all of them.
All their dopamine levels are fucked up from like alternative reality rushes, likes, and shit. You know what I mean? All their like pleasure nodes are desensitized, so they don't know how to fucking enjoy life.
We don't either, though, do we? Because we grew up just doing drugs, so we're like,
well, yeah,
constantly chasing a fucking dopamine hit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's bad, isn't it?
But at least we remember life before all the bloody phones came out.
Yeah, I mean,
early 2000s.
It was shit. No, it was shit, brilliant. Man. It was fucking brilliant.
I didn't have a job where I could do this for a living, though. So, you know, there is benefits.
We wouldn't be friends making a podcast no one listens to.
So we would not.
No.
Have you got any more listeners recently? Do you want to run the numbers?
Yeah, let me have a quick look. Fucking hell, smashing it in Yugoslavia.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, cheers, shout out to Yugoslavia.
Shout out.
We're doing well in Russia.
That's strange.
Putin.
Oh, have you heard about
stop
this UFO?
Being naughty.
Have you heard about this UFO above St. Petersburg yesterday?
Yeah, I didn't know, but there's a lot of UFO shit going on.
I know there is.
Yeah.
But they've always said they've been monitoring the nuclear shit.
Yeah, they turned it off. Have you heard about that?
No.
A couple of years ago, there was like the bases where they could send the rockets from.
Right.
Anyway, these UFOs floating above it, and then they switched them all off. Just like, you know, just went, just to show they had the power.
Yeah,
like switching it off. Why do you think they would do that, right? They're not going to go like, let's fly to this other fucking world. Let's go and save them. No, they're going to go like, don't blow it up. We need it. In a few years, we're going to have all this shit. We're going to need them as workers. We're going to need them as food. It's unlikely they're just like, let's save these guys.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's just mad. All these different UFOs. But yeah, literally, Moscow yesterday was scrambling jets to go and have a look at these UFOs above St. Petersburg.
It's usually just to divert our attention in it, though, from something else.
You know,
it was probably just like I was setting up a nuke to go nuke Ukraine or here, and then they were like, oh, look, UFO, everyone look
at
that.
Yeah, true.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not good, is it?
China, stop it with those spy balloons. You're going to cause trouble.
Yeah.
You're naughty. Can you translate that to Chinese for me?
No.
Reverse cowboy.
They pretty much admitted it was a lab leak now.
I fucking told you this all along.
And I've never said it wasn't a lab leak. I'm not saying it was a purposeful lab leak.
Like people say, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, it turned out that it wasn't, didn't transmit at all, did it? If you
did I say that?
No, but that's a fact. Like, you probably said that to me 6 months ago.
No.
I said, yeah, because it came out, the fucking vaccine.
All I ever said was, nobody knew what was going on. It was a new thing.
If every 4 weeks you say to me, oh, yeah, you're right about that. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, when have I done that? Never.
4 weeks later, you said to me, you were right about everything else. And I was like, yes.
No, cool. I didn't.
And then you've said to me now.
You reckon you were walking around in lockdown going, actually, don't fucking transmit this. Don't fucking transmit. Oh, no.
Yeah,
were you fuck?
I was.
Were you fuck?
I was, mate.
Viruses do usually transmit.
No, they don't.
They do.
How do you know that? You don't know that. You're faded. Rocker.
I've had fucking loads of them and I'm not. I'm a wrinkly rocker.
A wrinkly rocker. You know you're all fucking idiots regarding COVID.
You're,
I wasn't.
You're on your little high horse.
Shout out all the true bloods. All the one bloods. We're probably the ones they're coming for.
Yeah, so aliens are going to have you.
Exactly,
but
they won't.
Yeah, they'll,
no, they probably want us because we're the pure. We're the,
no, dear, well, they'll have you hooked up to a thing draining all your blood out of you. Whilst me, they'll just zap me and I'll be dead and it'll be fine.
They'll probably shaggle the aliens, mate.
No, you won't.
True blood sperm. Then, if you bought shares in my sperm over the last 5 years, you'd made a fortune.
No, your sperm's like one of those fucking shit coins on crypto that I put all my life savings into and now I've got nothing. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Now I'm, it now I'm living in a caravan.
It's volatile, but it's.
It's not volatile, it drips out like honey.
It's proven. It's chunky.
It's got lumps in it. It's like cottage cheese.
Yeah. Chunky cum. What's that fucking drink? Aloe vera drink. You know that one?
The one with the cum in it.
The one with the surprise lump.
It's good for a hangover, though, that cummy water.
I remember the first time I tasted it. Honestly, my
it is cum in it.
Oh, man. It's like tadpoles.
I like it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
No,
I do like though. You know that stuff.
Come.
Sometimes plants are in. They're like, I don't know what you call them, like jelly beads. Normally in an office.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The little water things. Yeah. They hold
that's
the water.
What it feels like.
But why are you eating them? They're like,
no, I don't eat them. I just like them.
Reverse cowboy.
Well, shout out Switzerland. Shout out
Italy.
Italy.
Shout out Italian man flu.
Rest in peace, Barry Chuckle.
Yeah.
Paul Chuckle, you're going to jail.
Barry White, rest in peace.
Uncle Wayne, I'm going to call you in a minute. And
your dad Barry?
My dad Barry, absolute legend. Yeah. Thank you very much for listening to this utter drivel. We love you. We'll be back more next week.
Grazie,
Chagina.
Arrivederci.
Fuck off.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty, please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.